All right. So Beast Game Podcast, and this weekend, Warner Brothers, HBO Max, dropped the Snyder Cut. So the Snyder Cut reimagining the original way that Zack Snyder had envisioned Justice League. 4 hours of Justice League. Totally different take of the 2017 movie. Was initially started by Zack Snyder. He had some family issues, had to step away. Finished by Joss Whedon, who is now a person that is likely canceled for life. But nevertheless, Jay, we know how much you like to jerk off the Batman. Every time you hear Batman, it's like, oh. Anyway.
Oh, Jesus.
How do you feel about the Snyder Cut? Because how many times did you watch this, Jay?
3.5.
How? But how do you feel about it?
Fucking loved it. It just pisses me off that Warner Bros. Decided to go with the Whedon cut or whatever that bullshit was. Great service to the Justice League because everyone played a role. Everyone played their fucking position. No one was like just overshadowed. Everyone played their part. In the Whedon version, it was just basically Superman. Let's just wait for Superman. Let's try to do something, but we need Superman. That pissed me off, of course. People were acting like they're real characters. You didn't have jokes that didn't hit comedy in it, but it was subtle comedy. And the Whedon version was just out of place. It was certain things that characters wouldn't even say, that wouldn't even come out their mouth. But yet, it had to be thrown in there because they wanted a lighter tone. And also, the tone in this movie is perfect for the movie itself. It needed to be a darker tone because this movie's dark. This movie is dark. The story that was actually being told needed to be shown in darker light. It needed the darker tone, not to be all bright and just funny and lighthearted and all that shit. They try to do the Marvel formula and it doesn't work for them. It works only for Marvel. I'm pissed off of that, but yet I enjoyed this movie thoroughly. I watched it several times, like I mentioned earlier. It was just so good. And I'm so upset that this will probably be it because they had something good right here. They weren't going to catch up to Marvel, but let's keep it real. This was a good start. To me, it's not about a competition. It's about just telling a good story. As we're all comic book fans, we just want a good story. We don't care about the whole Marvel versus DC shit. I don't care. Just tell a good story. You have too many good stories in comics not to have at least one good story. Like Mike said before, these characters are known worldwide. They're perhaps the most popular comic book characters ever. And you did a total disservice to them in a Whedon version. I don't even want to talk about that shit anymore. Like, it's to the point that my mother-in-law was like, what are you watching? I said, I'm watching Justice League, the Snyder Cut. The Snyder Cut? Why is there another cut? I said, it's a long story. And I said, have you watched the first one? Like, which one? The 2017 one? Like, yeah. No, I really didn't care to watch it. I said, hold on. Okay. Watch this, right? And then watch the Snyder Cut. So she watched them both.
Back to back?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It's not hard.
It's really not hard at all. She said that she was uninterested in the Whedon version, which was shorter. And then she actually got up, was doing some shit around the house, and wasn't even paying attention to it anymore. For the Snyder Cut, she sat down the whole time, did not move, and was fully invested in that shit. She said it was the shortest 4 hours that she has watched the movie. So for people that say, oh my God, it's so long, it's 4 hours, I don't understand that. Everyone has their opinion, but those 4 hours flew by. And because the way they had it set up in the chapters, that was a great idea. That was a great idea. I mean, it would have been like, for it to come out in the movies, it would have had to be two movies. It would have had to be like they did with Infinity War and Endgame. But I enjoyed it. I don't remember the score I gave Justice League, but let's just say that because I watched this, whatever score I gave Justice League the first one, I'm going to give it a new score. That's how I feel about it.
All right, Keith?
I agree with a lot of Jay's sentiments. So as a fan of Joss Whedon, I got to say that what he did with Justice League, I don't know the full story of why he did what he did. Don't know why he butchered and left half the damn movie on a cutting room floor. I can understand Warner Brothers' decision, corporate decision to get rid of what they thought was a failing franchise and go into a new direction. That was not the move to try to do it with. After seeing this, the one thing I'm going to come away and just say is that it exceeded my expectations in terms of what I thought I was going to see. I thought I would see a handful of new scenes, special effects and everything. I expected the pretty much the same movie from 2017. And what I got was much in the same vein as the ultimate cut of Batman v Superman, a fleshed out story that we got before. AT&T, y'all need to get rid of those damn executives at Warner Brothers. This is the second movie they've screwed up. Well, I'm going to say third movie that they screwed up royally to the detriment of the original film. They obviously don't know what the fuck they're doing in terms of like storytelling and anything like that. Bad decision after bad decision. This cut fleshed out everything. We got a better introduction to Aquaman, to Cyborg, and to the Flash. The Flash was probably the least fleshed out, yet his character as a whole came out about as fascinating as all the rest, as everyone else. Cyborg, again, like I agree with the critics and all the other fans who've seen the movie, who reviewed it. I didn't give a two wits about Cyborg when I saw him in 2017. Right now, I love him. Kind of hoping to give him his own movie. I doubt if we see it, but...
Like, yeah, well, a couple of weeks ago, the head of Warner Brothers just like, yeah, screw that dude. And that's the end of him.
Absolutely see how he was pissed because there was a lot more to that character. I mean, it was a total disservice. Aquaman had a much better reveal. I want to watch Aquaman again because it makes sense why he was like that. What made him do the things he did, getting in the film, why he wasn't involved in Atlantis, the chip he had on his shoulder towards them. Far better and well-rounded movie. Interesting to say that for 4 hours. I mean, I thought there would be a lull in the pace, but it was paced like, I want to say Tarantino-esque. The only reason I can't say full-blown is because it didn't jump back and forth in time. It was introduction to the chapters. You see that chapter pop up, chapter 3. And each chapter seemed to was devoted to each one of the characters, each one of the Justice League members. I'm like, that's a good way of doing this. That's your winning formula right there. Because on the one hand, you get that seriousness to it, that sort of gravitas to it. But at the same time, it's a comic book film. It worked. Zack Snyder's style and tone worked. His vindication saying that what I was doing was going to work. And it did in this film. And that's probably the best praise I can get to him. Batman was phenomenal. Ben Affleck's Batman. I mean, people finally coming around. I mean, I still remember back in 2014, Batman v Superman was announced, and they said Ben Affleck was going to be Batman. Right now, he's like one of the best up there. I mean, I put him up there with Christian Bale. He was that good. It was great. And that Wonder Woman bank scene was better than all of Wonder Woman 1984.
Agreed.
I, you know, Patty Jenkins, I mean, I get that they want to do this whole female empowerment thing, but that was female empowerment right there. Wonder Woman drops in, saves the day, gives an uplifting speech and to the young girls watching it, like, yes, you can be just like me, and just as awesome.
And it was organic. It was organic. It wasn't forced.
Sitting there waiting for it to come on, like, come on, where's Wonder Woman? Then it kicked on a theme song. I'm like, oh, good Lord have mercy. Here we go. That's it. It's done with and over with. And Wonder Woman was a beast. She was a beast in this whole movie. They needed Superman, but Wonder Woman was a damn beast. Steppenwolf was the one like, we got to take out the Amazon first. She's the one I want to fight. And I'm like, oh, wait, what? Not Aquaman? Not the Flash? No. He's focused on Wonder Woman because she was the most dangerous one. I loved it. I absolutely loved it. Superman coming in at the very end, him getting his head right, made perfect sense. He wasn't in it as much, but he was in it just enough. And he wasn't the big MacGuffin, the kind of the big thing that was going to come in and save the day. There was still an element of threat. So again, it was a good film. Loved it. The dark side elements and the added elements to it. Some of the new scenes that they shot, you can tell there were new scenes. And I'm not too sure about Martian Manhunter, but again, he was wrapping up his Justice League storyline and everything. He had to throw in the Martian Manhunter. And I appreciate that, actually. So I liked it a lot.
So for me, I started thinking about Michael Bay. I guess I can't dismiss is that Zack Snyder and Michael Bay have very distinct styles. I can't mistake somebody else's movie for Zack Snyder. I can't mistake another director movie for Michael Bay. It's like, oh, that's Michael Bay. That's Michael Bay style. That is Michael Bay. This is Zack Snyder. Zack Snyder uses a lot of tribal music, which happens a lot. And it's like, if you look at 300 and you see a lot of the same visual styles from 300 into this, the Zack Snyder style hurts this movie. The story helps it, but the Zack Snyder style hurts it. It's like that one scene with Aquaman that when Batman went to go find him, I think he went to the sea and there's like this song from a whole bunch of ladies. I'm like, what is this about? And they're just singing. Why is this here? And not saying it's terrible, but again, it's Zack Snyder. So that's my explanation for why that is in this movie. This movie fixes practically everything that was a problem in the original cut. And I know that with Batman v Superman, that the director's cut had maybe like an additional 20 minutes or something like that.
It was close to 30 minutes.
Yeah, but
it was a lot. It was, that movie's like 3 hours and it was Endgame long.
Yeah, but I can see how that cut made the movie better. And The same thing with this one. I mean, regardless if it's 4 hours or not, it is structurally a better movie than the Joss Whedon directed movie. Things that they had taken out to put it out in the theaters do not make sense. Superman causing cracking the mother box, things like that.
Correct. The mother box awakening.
Yeah. That makes sense. But yeah, with the theatrical release, just Batman shows up on a rooftop with a guy that knows too much about everything that's going on. Why does that make sense? You also got Superman's weird chin and jaw. That doesn't make sense. But the S on my chest actually stands for Snyder. It doesn't stand for Superman. It doesn't stand for hope. But it is a much, much, much better movie. Much better movie. Regardless of how long it is. It took me 2 sittings to watch it all. A better movie. People that got fixed, such as Cyborg. I mean, again, like you said, I think James said it, I didn't really care about his storyline. And I assume that's at least some of the gripes that he has about the difference between Whedon and Snyder.
His gripe with the cut, then he got on the set for reshoots, pretty much told, like, your character's getting cut. We're cutting all that dumb stuff. And
it doesn't make sense because his character, one, is built off the mother box.
Mm-hmm.
Father is integral to the mother box itself. So his story arc in this one makes sense. Before, he was just all angsty, I'm upset. And this one has some levity to it. The Amazons, like that whole fight scene, that should be Wonder Woman.
Pretty much.
1984. That's what the movie should have been.
Should have been the Amazons kicking ass and spreading empowerment and love and justice. I can't stress it enough. We need more.
Because like I said, I watched both and I compared scene for scene just about. In the bullshit version, that's what we get. In the bullshit version, the Amazons were getting their ass kicked. They were getting their ass kicked, and the queen didn't give a hot shit about them at all.
And it didn't make sense why they were throwing the box around. Like, why are they doing that? But no, what happened was they collapsed the whole damn temple into the damn sea on half the mountain. I'm like, okay, that makes a ton of more sense.
Right.
That's how you stop somebody from stealing something, bury everything.
Amazons in the God tier version, the Snyder version, were holding their own. They showed strength. They showed strength. The queen gave a fuck about the Amazons.
Shed a tear when that whole thing dropped into the ocean and she was like, I just killed a bunch of my women. God damn it. Right. I felt that.
Right, right. Instead of showing that one scene in the bullshit version, one of them was trapped under a horse. Like, come on. This is what we've been talking about. First Wonder Woman.
Yeah, promise.
Yeah. Yeah. The Snyder version, the Amazons were shown in a good light. They were shown to be proficient warriors. And like I said before, and I'll say it again, I don't mind women doing their thing in the movie. And I actually want them to do their thing in the movie. I just don't like it to be shoved down my throat and just shoved in my face. And it's not organic. Let it happen. Let it happen. Because once you start forcing shit, I'm not going to pay attention to it. Like babies, you try to feed them some goddamn vegetables, they don't want that shit. They'll throw that shit back in your face. If you're shoving shit in their face, after a while, they're going to be like, I don't want this shit. And you basically defeated the whole message that you were trying to get across. And they did justice to fucking Steppenwolf, too, because Steppenwolf seemed like he was an actual fucking threat.
The only thing I didn't like about Steppenwolf was his voice. Mike, how do you feel about the Snyder Cut?
The slow clap that I always give Marvel when I like their movie. Number one, outside of the Nolan movies, to me, this is DC's best film. I actually think this movie's pretty fucking amazing. I have waited a long time for DC to get something right, because I've said, I want them to have a foot in the game. I think it is a better world when not only Marvel makes great movies, but DC makes great movies.
Mm-hmm.
like Jay said, I've said it repeatedly, 100 times over, you literally have three of the most recognized comic book characters in the history of fucking comic books. There's no excuse. Zero reason why you shouldn't get it right. This movie is everything DC should have been for the past 10 years. Joss Whedon should never touch a DC movie again. Like Jay said, that first movie, I literally rank it as N.A., non-applicable. Why does it even exist? This was such a great, vast improvement, and I'm so happy for it. But at the same time, like Jay said, I'm so upset because what did I say that last podcast? Let's play devil's advocate. Warner Brothers said, we're not moving forward with Zack Snyder. We're not doing none of the sequels. We're not going to do none of his vision. This is a one-off thing. And I said, what do you do if this shit comes out and it's fucking amazing? Guess what? What the fuck are y'all going to do? Because if you don't move forward with this, you're literally just going backtracking it.
Leaving money on the table. This
a lot of money on the table.
He set up a straight direction for your universe that works. It literally works. Darkseid was in here enough to where I want to see where this goes. Cyborg should not be my favorite character out of the movie. I can argue he's actually my favorite character out of this movie. Like, I'm invested in Cyborg now. You had exactly. The Flash flushed out and set up for Flashpoint now to where I want to see that.
Power's already explained.
Yes. I want to see where Barry Allen goes now. Wonder Woman. This movie alone crushes Wonder Woman 84. What she was in this is what that should have been. Y'all already said it. I'm just echoing this. I want to see Ben Affleck's Batman Vision now.
Yes.
Like, I want to see his movie.
And plus, they were talking about having Deathstroke as the villain?
And you gave us enough of that in that last little epilogue to where I want to see that.
Like, Jared Leto's Joker?
Zack Snyder executed something so good. And I understand Barry's points and the little things, like you said, you're like, why is this in here and all that? And I agree with those things. But I think overall, it was executed very well. And I'm not sure if part of that is because of the whole Snyder Cut lore and the buildup for years and whether or not we were going to see it or not. But I feel like this. This is my message to Warner Brothers execs. The AT&T execs should have done this Friday morning. But if not, first thing tomorrow morning, they should walk into Warner Brothers, put all of those execs in one room, hand them pink slips and boxes and tell them to step the fuck off.
And then hand a check to Zack Snyder and say, please come
absolutely.
Back.
Absolutely. You should back a Brinks truck up, give him the most biggest stimulus check you could ever give, and let him execute this going forward. Because you literally will have a universe that makes sense and that works. Like, if I'm them, right now I would honestly already put out, you're going to get the air cut of Suicide Squad. Why the fuck not? I would watch it. I'd be on board. I want to see it now. Because if you did this to Zack Snyder's vision, I now have questions as to what did you do to Aaron's vision then? Did Patty Jenkins do everything that she wanted to do with both Wonder Womans? I don't know. I'm literally asking.
I doubt that. Maybe Harley Quinn, possibly. All of the directors are saying that right now.
Jason, if you watched the first one, I didn't even have to watch it again. I'm watching this one going, this is so much better than that first one. Who smoked what? They literally before this said that they thought this was unwatchable.
Who was doing that?
Right. Who's in this room saying these things? Why do you have them in those positions? Because literally everybody that I've seen talk about this movie, I haven't seen one person, maybe like two or three, say that they really did not like this. Overall, most people have been like, this movie is fucking great.
And there were so many subtle little things, like the Lois Lane pregnancy test. Like, you were like, wait, what?
It's not even confirmed that she's pregnant in the movie.
I'm sitting there watching with the wife, and I'm like, wait, is that a pregnancy test? Wait,
yeah.
Is this why he goes batshit crazy in this weird future verse? I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, I can't anymore. I'm just going to back off.
Even down to the score.
Oh, yes. Thank God for that score coming back.
But the score even was way better. I was like, wow. As a whole, it is such a vast improvement coming out saying we're not going to continue this. I don't understand how you make that decision. That is the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
Let's just say, If another Justice League movie come out, I'm not going to waste my time.
When Aquaman 2 comes out, I'm just going to be like, okay. Until I hear that definitive answer on what the hell they're going to do, their franchise moving forward, I don't even know if it's worth getting invested in it.
Well, Shazam, I'll probably still check out.
The wife's going to want to watch Jason Momoa, but I mean, I don't know.
They need to really sit down and they need to reevaluate this whole situation. And they need to get Zack Snyder back. I don't care if he said he's done. Back the Brinks truck up and get him on board. Because I think if you get him on board, you can get Cavill back. I think you can get Affleck back. Proves that what Ben Affleck said was true. He said off the first one, you all did not see what we shot. You did not see Zack's vision. And this is not representative of that. And this is literally that coming to fruition. Affleck was completely right. And he was right to walk the fuck away. Because this is bullshit. What are you doing?
Honestly, Snyder and Affleck would come back for this. I think they would. If they followed Mike's suggestion, the assholes in the room and just like punch him in the face and kick him out.
I'm serious, man. I'm not a fan of cancel culture, but I'm not going to lie. If people saw the hashtag right now, cancel Warner Brothers or fuck the execs who made it, I would not have a problem with that one bit. I might even retweet the damn hashtag myself. You need to be fired. You should not have your job. You cannot justify to me how you don't think this movie is good. You could put this in IMAX in a theater when the whole fucking pandemic is done with like a 10 or 15 minute intermission.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'll sell out. I'd be there.
Yeah, I would check it out. Yeah, I'd check it out.
You even had a Green Lantern in there to hint that that would be coming down the line.
Which is not. It's not even on the radar. All right.
There was so many Easter eggs in this. And also, the icing on the cake with this, they are going the Injustice route, possibly.
Yeah.
It would have gone Injustice. Yeah, it would have.
Y'all already know how I feel about Injustice. That shit is fucking amazing. And if they go that route, oh my God, man. Like I said, it's not going to catch up to Marvel. It's not going to catch up to Marvel. Mike, you may have mentioned that. And I heard someone talk about it, too. Was that someone said, oh, they did what Marvel did in one movie. No. Stop. Don't go there. It's not even on the same wavelength. Don't compare
it. It's different enough to separate itself. Because, again, what they were trying to do before is that whole setup where everyone gets a movie and then we have the team-up movie, the Avengers-style movie. But this is different. I don't look at
this. It works.
I don't look at this and see Avengers. I look at Justice League 2017 and see Avengers. I see that last final sequence where it's the family in Russia and all of a sudden they're in a truck trying to outrace destruction. That is the same thing as Sokovia in Avengers 2 where Quicksilver dies because he's trying to save a family. Like, it doesn't make sense. It's that part of Whedon. And again, Whedon at the time was kind of like the golden child, the J.J. Abrams style person. Oh, if you have Whedon on board, all of a sudden it garners a whole bunch of attention. And
he was totally feminist.
Yeah, the fanboys come out is supporting Whedon.
Saw it, and they were like, well, Zack Snyder screwed it up so badly that not even Joss Whedon can fix it.
No, that's right. That is right.
Then Ray Fisher comes out and is like, that's some bullshit. This is what happened. And Ben Affleck comes out and was like, look, obviously, I'm not going to get another movie from Warner Brothers. Warner Brothers is not going to distribute another one of my movies again. So here's what happened. This is some trash. And yeah, I'm done with that. Should have known something was even worse that was happening. And I was kind of wondering why David Ayers was jumping on the whole Snyder Cut bandwagon. And I'm starting to think like that Suicide Squad movie he originally envisioned must have been completely freaking different.
There's no saving that movie, Keith.
I don't know that. Like, we thought the same thing about Justice League.
Justice League had potential, even that first one. But structurally, the story was screwed up. And then the whole thing where they brought Cavill back and then had to redo his mustache.
Yeah, that was a trash.
You should have just waited. You should have just waited. Or waited for Zack Snyder to work through his personal issues.
Oh, they wanted him gone, so they were trying to get him and his wife out of there.
Yeah.
And they tried to get rid of Nolan, too. I think they wanted Nolan out of there as well.
And the thing that I brought up to my brother was about Zack Snyder and his wife were executive producers for 2017 Justice League. The creative decisions on what that is. I can't describe how it got to that point, whether it was because they're dealing with a tragedy that other executives at Warner Brothers producers on the movie. Hey, it's too long. Cut it down. We didn't do your thing. Creatively, I can't see how someone saw what Whedon did and saw what this was and said, let's just cut out nearly 2 hours of the movie. That's impossible. And then have it turn out the way that it did for reshoots.
They were bitching about the Snyders, about Justice League, almost immediately after Batman v Superman didn't break a billion. They were only looking for it breaking $1 billion. They wanted the Marvel billions across the world. And they didn't understand that you had to build up to that. Because Man of Steel didn't break a billion, it was considered something of a failure. Batman v Superman did better, but didn't break a billion. Wonder Woman finally broke a billion. They were like, well, okay, that means we're getting somewhere, something like that. But they put the brakes on Snyder back when Batman v Superman didn't break that billion. They were trying to tamp down and exert more control over it and stuff. Snyder finally bowed out after his daughter's death. He backed off and said, I need to take a break. He and his wife left. They took the film, looked at it, said, okay, the stuff Snyder wanted to do is too weird. We don't understand it. This is dumb. And it's going to be too long. Let's get the guy who actually made the first $1 billion superhero movie. Whedon did what he was hired to do. Someone else's whose style is completely incompatible with his own. And did what he thought was best with it. He added humorous scenes to it. He changed the dialogue. Added more snappy comeback lines and stuff. Batman cracking jokes. Ben Affleck's a good actor, so he did what he could.
Yeah, but Batman don't crack jokes, man. If he does crack jokes, it's very deadpan. It's deadpan.
Yeah, he cracked his back. That was a funny joke. He's at my back. But
you know what? I'll let that slide.
They only knew that this is how to make the movie because this is what Marvel did. This is what they did over at the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and that made them $1 billion. And then Justice League made its money. I mean, it made money. It didn't break a billion, but it made money. Actually, did it? I don't know. I have to check it out. But
who cares?
But it clearly was not the movie that thought it was, and they felt justified in their decision to remove Zack Snyder. They got a streaming service that doesn't have content to justify the additional cost. Gives Zack Snyder $70 million for an HBO Max version of Justice League.
All right. So for 2017 Justice League, let's play. How much do you think it grossed?
We doing worldwide or U.S.?
Worldwide.
I'm going to say $700 million.
All right. Jay?
I say about probably $650 million.
Mike?
About with Jay, I say $675.
You and Jay are close. $657 million worldwide. $229 domestic, $428 international.
Damn, hold on. You said how much? $200 and what?
$229 domestic.
That's a bomb.
It was out in the theaters from November 17, 2017 to March 15, 2018.
I remember going to opening weekend and my theater was pretty empty. I remember that, like, and it was pretty empty. And me and her both said, stark difference from a Marvel movie, because if it was a Marvel movie, it would have been sold out.
Man, Marvel movie, people have been sleeping outside the theater.
Yeah. And the problem is, DC tried to emulate Marvel, but Zack Snyder just said recently, and I think he had a really good quote. He basically said that Marvel does things a certain way, and they're excellent at it. But that's not what we need to do. We just need to make the movie that we need to make. And do what we do. And he hit the nail on the head. And this is proof that everything he was trying to do and whatever they decided to do back then, they were completely fucking wrong. It's like what I said about Kathleen Kennedy. You are a failure. This is complete evidence of your failure. You should not make any more decisions. You shouldn't even try anymore. You should not have a job tomorrow morning. AT&T execs should walk in and fire everybody. Clean house. Or if not, tell them, guess what? Zach's going to be here by noon. He's sitting at the head of this table. You're going to hear whatever he wants to do, and we're going to do it.
And you got a problem, there's a door.
Right, bottom line. Because I could argue already, this might not have hit a billion, but it would have done more than $229 million domestically.
Yeah.
I think if you put it out at the end of this year,
Christmas. The word of mouth alone would have got it up there.
Well, like, even at the point that that movie came out, if this, at least some form of this original cut, came out in the theaters, Batman v Superman, there was some negativity around that movie, but the movie had people interested to see where it was going. The Justice League part of it.
Yeah. Yeah. And Director's Cut made that movie a lot better.
Yeah.
Mind-boggling to me. But it was like, because Snyder is so divisive, the bigger problems, that everyone immediately blames Snyder for the problems, for all the problems with the movies. And granted, he does deserve some blame for a lot of the stuff, decisions he's making. Batman killing him. Superman just kind of starting out. I get his sense, but also at the same time, doesn't deserve, like, it was Warner Brothers. Like,
so, 2017, superhero movies, Logan, Wonder Woman, Guardians of the Galaxy 2, good movie.
Wow, yeah.
Spider-Man Homecoming, Thor Ragnarok.
Wow.
So, you had Marvel definitely firing all cylinders.
Yeah. Damn, Thor Ragnarok alone would have, like, yeesh. You can't have anything grimdark with Thor Ragnarok coming around. And I mean, that just...
Even though he's not a superhero, John Wick Chapter 2 came out 2017.
Oh, still. Oh, man.
Lord have mercy.
Well, maybe they need to push that back to 2018. Something like that. I don't know.
But that goes back to what we said before. When Zack Snyder walked off or said he needed a break, they should have just delayed the film.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Might get tired of repeating them, so...
I told you, I fail to understand how people fail and seem to be rewarded for it. Because I know if it was me, I'd be fired. I know it.
Oh, no. We all would be.
They'd be like, y'all got to go.
Shoot, but these man.
People can repeatedly fuck up.
Actually, wait a minute.
It's good.
Hold on. Batman v Superman came out in 2016.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think they were filming. You had
Justice League a year later?
Yeah, I think they were filming those simultaneously.
I think so, too. No, Warner Brothers, what they needed, like, Ben Affleck said it. He said Kevin Feige is the greatest film producer ever. They needed somebody mastermind this whole thing. Because
they don't have that person in the room. We've said that. It just came out recently. We don't have Black Widow because Feige won't let it happen. You need that one person who knows what they want to do and knows where this needs to go. And has final say, so to say, no, this is our plan and we're going to execute it. They got it in Zack Snyder. I know it now. And you're shitting on it. Why? That nightmare scene, you know how bad I want a sequel now?
I was on board.
Zack Snyder let out details. Like, he had two more movies planned, and the third one, Lois and Clark's son, was supposed to become the new Batman. I don't even know why that happens. I
want to
see it though.
But exactly. I don't know why it happens, but yet, hey, I'm curious to see how we got here. I'll tell you that much.
Right. I am beyond intrigued. What? Huh? He said the Robin storyline, he was going to address that too. And he kind of hinted at it in the nightmare scene with the Joker's line. Like, this dude is on the money. If you have half a brain, you back the Brinks truck up, you make whatever apologies, fuck everybody else, you put that dude in the room and you go for it.
But you already have them already taking a different direction with Superman, which...
Which is dumb as shit.
I don't know how that's going to fly, and, man. I really don't see how it's going to fly.
And the one thing I can't understand is how you would ignore the positivity around this weekend's news. And this is good press. Aside from Falcon and Winter Soldier, is like really the only thing that people are talking about this weekend.
Hey, I've heard people talk about Snyder Cut way more than Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
I thought about it as an afterthought. I'm like, what are we going to watch while we're eating breakfast? My wife says, oh, didn't Falcon and Winter Soldier come out? I'm like, oh, you know what? It did.
But you know what? And that's not saying that Falcon and Winter Soldier was bad, because it wasn't. But this movie is just, it's an experience, man. I really enjoyed this movie. Because I had really low expectations. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, Flashpoint's going to be awesome.
What made this movie even more amazing, and I said this before, everyone played their fucking position. Everyone did their fucking part. It wasn't just like, let's wait for Superman. That's the one thing that really pissed me off about that bullshit.
Well, you also have Batman and Wonder Woman like forming the team that really doesn't happen that well
in the first one.
Yeah, because it's just Batman tries to talk to Aquaman. What does that mean? Same thing with the Flash. It's like, oh yeah, all right, I'll join. And
I need friends. I just want friends. Like, why does he need friends?
Yeah.
Someone called the Mother Boxes this big MacGuffin. And I was like, no, that's not how the Mother Box thing worked. There's a reason why he used the Mother Box in the Unity Force or whatever, clean planets. He was looking for something. And that was the most efficient way of doing it. Now he's doing it the old way. How could you not have caught that? It was a little blur, but it states clearly that he's still doing his job. But getting this Unity thing means he's done more. And he was like, oh, yeah, we don't even need these Unity boxes. I found what you're looking for. It's here on this planet.
And that works out perfectly. Perfectly.
It's like, I found what you're looking for. He's, oh, yeah, you know what? The MacGuffin we're looking for to cleanse planets, it's not necessary because I found what you're looking for. We got to travel there. Do it the old way. I'm like, oh, okay. Got to saw granny goodness. I'm like, what the heck is going on?
But you know what? We won't even get to that.
I mean, that Flashpoint stuff, him going back in time. I mean, he went back in time twice in the movie. I'm like, wait, what? And he does weird things with time. And he's, oh, so he went back. He actually missed. They fucking lost.
Yeah, they lost.
They lost. Flash goes back in time and fixes it. It's like, yeah, okay, no, that's not the MacGuffin. The MacGuffin is the damn Flash.
But it works, though. But it
Batman's
works.
Not sacrificing himself because of guilt or whatever. He's like, no, like, this is game plan. We don't have Superman to suck up the damage here. Superman is just a big old tank.
Yeah.
We don't have that. I'm going to have to do it. You guys are going to be the pinch hitters. Execute the role. We need Cyborg as the guy who's going to fuck up the mother boxes. Mm. Flash is the power source. And Wonder Woman and Aquaman are the muscle. Here's the plan. Let's execute.
And that's what I was saying. Like, this felt like a team in the bullshit version. Let's just wait for Superman, which pisses me off. Because, like you and I said, Keith, okay, Batman was a strategic guy. He's a tactician. He played his position. He played his motherfucking role. Wonder Woman was the fighter. She was melee. Aquaman, you consider him a paladin, right? Cyborg was tech. And Flash was support. And Superman, when he came in, he was the tank. And there you go. Everybody played their position. They played a role. And in all actuality, they were doing pretty good without Superman. Superman just added the icing on the cake.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of Superman being the one that's going to just show up and save the day. And that's what happened in the bullshit version. He had to come in and show up every other superhero. And made it seem like they weren't even necessary.
Yeah, then he flies off to save a building full of people while they're trying to save the world. I'm like, wait, what? Like, why did he do that in the old version?
Yeah.
What was the point for the, like,
okay. Just to show off. Just for him to show off. Just for Whedon to show off how good Superman is. Suck him off. That's all it is. And let's keep it real. Let's keep it real. You know the Flash is fast, right? We all know this. You don't think he could have done that shit? Why couldn't he have a moment to shine?
Building was about to fall on those people they rescued.
Yeah.
And he catches all the debris that comes down. I'm like, that was badass. I'm like, come on now. I'm like, I'm sold on this dude.
Right. And then, oh no, in the bullshit version, oh, he didn't like fighting. So guess what he did? Ran through the fucking, what were they called? Parademons. Ran through the parademons. Like, ew, gross. What the fuck? Come on, man. I just push people really, really hard. And every fight scene in this was expanded upon. And it made it.
That last fight scene.
It's just shat on
that
bullshit version.
Like,
and the score with it was tight.
Yeah. When the Flash started rewinding time, that graphic of the flesh and blood coming back on everybody's body.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that shit. Ooh, that shit was hard. And then Wonder Woman cut Steppenwolf's head off.
Talking with him, like, because the minute they started doing that scene, the setup, up, here's the setup. And oh, yeah, of course, Wonder Woman's going to do something extra. Cut his head off and throw it. Of course, and that's exactly what happened. She cuts his damn head off. It's like, damn.
Well, she wanted to send a message. The message was sent and received.
Right. I appreciate it. Oh, and how did I forget to mention the motherfucking black suit? I want a fucking Superman statue in that suit now. That suit hard as shit. What the fuck was Whedon thinking? I mean, he wore the black suit in the comic book when he came back, so it made sense.
Yeah. It shouldn't have been up for debate.
Man, that black suit was hard, bro. And I love the fact that Zack Snyder called back to Man of Steel when he first took flight. I thought that shit was so fucking perfect.
Yeah.
And he goes up to the sun to get the energy and oh, he going to help. Honestly, you goddamn right.
Hell yeah, he's going to help.
Shit about to get real.
Dude, why is he kind of walking so slow? Come on, man. They need help. Very well done. I think the biggest thing I took away from this film was I was extremely happy for Zack Snyder. This is absolute vindication. Like, you getting fired from your job. People come behind you, fuck it up. And then you say, I will help you fix it by the grace of God. You fix it, set it all up, walk away, mic drop and walk away. And everybody knows you were the one who saved the day on that. Walk off and do his own thing and rack up the millions from another franchise. Other part of me just wants every one of those Warner Brothers execs fired and just like bring him back and get him back to working on another Justice League movie.
Yeah. And the thing that I just don't understand is just the inconsistency in the idea. So as we said before, it seems like they change and pivot based off of every movie. Aside from Wonder Woman 1984, it was like, oh yeah, that's going to get a third movie. You kind of expect that. But for everything else, the Joker, the Batman movies, there's different versions of that. There's different iterations of Suicide Squad. And with Justice League, that was the connecting thread, that Batman showed up, even though very briefly, in Suicide Squad.
Right.
That Wonder Woman was in Batman v Superman to set up her own movie. So it wasn't a weird situation where you have to wait until Justice League to see Wonder Woman team up with Batman and Superman.
The Snyder Cut makes everything make sense. Like, Man of Steel, Batman v Superman, and then the Snyder Cut, fuck that other shit. The Snyder Cut, it all makes sense now. It all makes sense. Its own trilogy, which would have had another two movies. It would have five fucking movies. First saw the nightmare sequence in Batman v Superman. And this expands upon it. And then the next movie was going to be the Nightmare World or Nightmare version.
I probably expect to hear next month or so, somehow, some way, there's going to be some iteration of whatever happened with Zack Snyder and his fallout with Warner Brothers to get resolved. It is impossible to ignore all this positive press.
You can't walk away from that.
You can't just say Zack Snyder pretty much saved our movie division in a down year with all these movies either coming to streaming, not making money in a movie theater, that a four-year-old movie has fixed Warner Brothers or at least got Warner Brothers more press than Disney for the past month or so.
Yeah, that's all everyone's been talking about. It's cover of every magazine. Re-edit of a movie.
A four-year-old movie that did not do well. I think I had made a comment about Godfather Part 3. This is like if somebody came out with like Godfather Part 3, they fixed that movie.
The Coppola edition.
I thought Coppola did put out a new version.
They did. It's still garbage. But it would be the equivalent to that. Or Transformers Last Night. That somehow, some way, they screwed up, and this is the awesome Transformers movie that you deserve.
I don't take this. Like,
Keith,
I understand. I don't. Think
I'm taking bad examples of terrible movies.
Episode 9, maybe.
Yeah. Like, there we go.
How about just don't have a movie? Period.
Episode 7 through 9.
No, they don't exist. I don't know what you're talking about.
But again, you can't walk away from this and say it doesn't mean anything. You can't walk away from this and say, to the point that I made before about Zack Snyder's style. You can't replicate it with another director. We already have seen the meshing of visions of this original movie. I mean, right now, again, I guess they're at odds about everything. Just about what he's trying to put out. His issues about him trying to walk away from the movie before it came out. The thing is, again, you can't ignore all this. You can't ignore that for the past month, this started out on social media as, wouldn't it be great if, and it turns out to be okay. You're going to take the approach to give the people what they want. The people want quality superhero movies. As Mike would say, it shouldn't just be Marvel putting out the hits.
No.
At least Fox, before they got bought out by Disney, Logan, and some of the other movies in that Wolverine series were good movies. Good, solid films. Sony, for better or for worse, had to team up with Marvel to fix their problems, even though they share some of the same characters.
Mm-hmm.
Universal, the Hulk is in Avengers. So you don't really get a lot of non-Marvel superhero movies. And at least with Wonder Woman, the first Wonder Woman was okay. It was a good foundation to build off of. Aquaman, good movie. Shazam, good movie. Wonder Woman 84, not good movie. But this four-year-old movie can reinvigorate Wonder Woman, whatever the third movie is.
Yep.
Yes, it can.
Nobody's really looking for Shazam 2, but if Shazam somehow is involved with Justice League, dark, dark version, the dark, it's already a dark movie, but the Nightmareverse, what if Shazam helped Superman? I mean, there's so many ways you could go with this, but again, you can't ignore the press. If any press is good press, and you're getting the ultimate great press right now, you have to build off of that. Like, it baffles my mind, even with the reactionary way that Warner Brothers responded back to Ray Fisher. That was like, all right, well, you're out of any of these movies. You know, we'll give you a culturally appropriate Superman. That's the fix for all that. But rather than giving us a quality movie with a director, I mean, again, his visual style, it was a little too much for me for this movie, but he can deliver at least and deliver butts and seats, clicks for streaming. So they have to do something.
When these decisions have to be made, they still haven't started filming Flashpoint.
I thought they already started that.
So, I want to say that Batman movie is still in production.
Ugh.
But isn't that a whole different universe?
It's not the same universe.
But you still have the same bad decision making at the Warner Brothers level behind that movie. So it's related. Regardless if it's a different universe. And the same thing with the Joaquin Phoenix Joker. I mean, they got lucky with that. They got lucky just because the press last one to it.
That was a good film. But no, but I agree that they lucked out with that. There was no real planning on
it WB's wasn't like part. A solid vision. This is what we're going to do. Todd Phillips is not a good director. He takes too much from Scorsese. I mean, again, kind of the same thing I was talking about Snyder and Michael Bay. Todd Phillips is a Scorsese chameleon. He can give you the Goodfellas light movie as much as he gave you the Taxi Driver light movie.
Like, I have conflicting emotions like shit.
James is happy you saw Batman. So you just happy you saw Batman.
No, I'm happy that this movie was so good, but I'm so pissed that this wasn't the original version that was put out. And the thing about it, it's funny. I was just thinking, you think about it, this Justice League loss and Flash went back in time and basically gave them another opportunity to right the wrong, to basically win, right? Well, there's a Flashpoint right now that this motherfucker decides to go back in time and stop them from making this dumbass decision to put out the Whedon cut. Where would we be now? We'll be discussing, we'll probably be discussing Justice League 2 right now.
Well, I mean, if you take a look at what's happening on the Marvel side, where you have a good balance between the streaming, direct to streaming TV shows, whatever, like if theaters ever open back up fully. But you have at least a good level of content. But with what's happening with Warner Brothers, you get the cultural appropriate Superman. Because the problem with their decision making, and a lot of decision making right now, is that it's not timeless. It is of the time. So the thing is that they're making decisions based off of what's hot right now. Those decisions don't have any longevity to them.
I heard the majority of what you guys said as far as that this is a movie that they should have released a long time ago. I felt that it would be great if they released it in two parts. The direction is very Marvel-esque, should I say. They piece together and make characters more prominent rather than Superman just coming in and saving the day. Everybody, like James said earlier, had their specific part in which someone else could not do. I think the storytelling is a lot more fluid given the time length that they had. And again, it makes you wonder, like, why the hell did they cut out a lot of these scenes? Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think there was a part in the first Justice League where Batman kills one of the, was it the Parademons? Is that correct? And then
yeah, it was like maybe like the first scene. The first scene after Superman's jaw.
And then there's an outline of the Parademon with three boxes. Is that correct? How does that happen in real life? Like, oh, well, we found a dead body. According to this outline, it is Joe Smith. That shit made no sense. I don't understand why they even went with that route rather than, hey, let's tell a fluid storyline and how it got built up. Was it lazy WB?
Writing.
Yeah. Yeah, lazy writing. Maybe it's time hack, but they could have easily split this into two movies. And especially the second part, if they split into two movies, would have easily made $1 billion.
Or even if you do something similar to, you had a movie come out April and then another movie come out in November. That people aren't waiting that long between a movie and whatever the original run for the movie from April until about May, you start having all your tentpole start of the summer movies. And then towards the end of the year, you have the follow-up. So, like, how did you screw this up? Even if you didn't want to take his ideas for the movies, you could have done something other than hiring another director, reshooting, I guess at this point, a big broad scope of the movie, changing the tone of the movie, and then because you only made a handful of money off of.
Do you bleed? I'm surprised that that didn't stay in.
And then you also
that
have
was
the
a wedding thing.
And then you also have
I'm
the.
Glad I'm glad it didn't stay in, man.
You also have the negative press around Henry Cavill's mustache. And Tom Cruise is like, nah, dog, nah. He keeps the mustache. We're not shaving it. We're not doing anything for you. Because my movie won't make $1 billion.
I mean,
oh wait, it did make $1 billion, didn't it? Fallout did make $1 billion.
Was he lying?
We are under no obligation to accommodate you for your movie and your reshoots. Which should have been their first told in the first place that bad idea.
Mission Impossible Fallout, nearly $800 million worldwide. Technically, Batman v Superman made more money, but
yeah, made 800, like almost close to nine, right?
Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice, made $873 million. So let's go to scores. So Jay, did you get your Batman fix?
No, I got my Justice League fix. This was a team.
Did you like Superman in this one, Jay?
I actually did. They built him as a part of a team and not the team. He played his part.
Batman came up with the plan, right? That's what you're trying to say?
Yep. Everyone played their part. There were no fucking corny-ass jokes. There were no lines that you know the character would not say. Like, for example, and this pissed me off when I watched that movie again. This brought back bad memories. When Batman and Superman had their interaction, when Superman came back, he was like, well, I know you didn't bring me here because you like me. He was like, oh, I don't not like you. Double negative line.
Yeah, that was
bad. But Batman would not even say no shit like that. He was like, concentrate, motherfucker. We got a plan here. This is what you need to do. That's it. No conversation. No jokes. And then when Superman came in, and this broke my fucking back. When Superman came in, and you saw Batman was like at the top or something like that. He peered down and he was all smiling. He was happy and shit. Batman would never, ever do that shit. Y'all know that. You watch the bullshit version. When Superman finally comes in and Batman sees that he's dead, they do a shot looking down on Superman and he's smiling. He had because he was using like one of the Parademon's guns. Don't ever do that shit to Batman. But anyway, Everyone played their position. Everybody had a role. Cyborg was the heart of the team. I actually gave a fuck about Cyborg. I understand why Ray Fisher was so pissed off. Felt everything that he was going through. And it makes sense that he was the main focal point of the fucking movie because he was made from the mother box. All this made sense. It all made sense. And because of that, and because I watched this shit 3.5 damn times, and I'm probably going to finish it up right after this damn podcast, I give this a 9.5. I said I'll give it 2 scores. 9.5 for the Whedon version. I mean, Snyder version. I don't know what score I gave the Whedon version, the bullshit version. I'm going to retract that. And I'm going to give the Whedon version a -2. And I have spoken. I have to throw that shit in there.
All right, Keith.
I will agree with Jay on that this reduces the Whedon version of Justice League. Yeah, I think I was a little generous with that. I think I gave it maybe a 6. I'm going to drop this down 2 points. I appreciated, after watching this version, the Snyder Cut, I appreciated the dialogue additions, the extra dialogue. But overall, I'm immensely satisfied with what I saw with this movie, this cut of the movie. So I'm going to give this movie a 9.5 as well. Phenomenal film. I'm disappointed that we won't see any more unless something changes drastically over in WB's land, and hopefully that'll still change, but I'm going to give this a 9.5. This is an all-around better movie. If you ever watch the original Lord of the Rings trilogy and you get the theatrical cut and you get the extended cut that came out with the DVDs, it's exactly like that. The extended cuts were almost 1.5 to 2 hours of extra content. You kind of wonder yourself, why did they even edit that stuff out? In this case, I'm thinking the same thing. They could have figured out some kind of way to get this into the theaters. It may not have worked in theaters for 4 hours, so they could have broken this up, like Matt said, into 2 movies, and Justice League Part 1 and then Part 2, and you'd have had this movie, and it would have been phenomenal. For Zack Snyder, I'm glad that they've fully vindicated. This could have gone left easily, but it proved the fact that he justifies his Snyder version of the DC Universe. 9.5 for me.
Mike?
I'm going to give it a 9.5 as well. I honestly want to give it a 10, but I can't, based on the fact that I know that this is not going to continue, and this is a one-off. Keith said, unless the brothers come out and changes that, they're stuck at a 9.5 with me. This is a hell of a movie that Zack Snyder just did. Easily outside of Nolan, film's the best film that DC's had. But it's just a shame that we're not going to be able to see the rest of his vision get executed, because this is really good, man. Jay said, every character was done well. It was a team movie. You weren't a Justice League fan before. I'd argue that I don't see how you couldn't be one after this movie. One of the first DC movies that, as much as I joke about the 4 hours and how long it took me to watch it, I will actually probably be watching it again. I'll probably watch it tomorrow. But like, I'm looking forward to watching it again. Like I said, I think it's a good movie. And just done really well. Joss's version, to me, I just put it as NA, non-applicable. It doesn't even exist anymore. It's like the new Star Wars trilogy. Why is this just not there? I don't care. It should never be watched again. It should be thrown in the trash. If you have the Blu-ray, burn it. Like, just mail it back to Warner Brothers and be like, y'all keep that shit. Because, no.
Ask for a refund.
I'm not a fan of cancel culture, but fuck the Warner Brothers. You need to cancel them. Straight up. You need to cancel them. And as much as you say it's not a salvageable movie, Barry, I disagree. I wholeheartedly want to see the air cut now. I have questions on every fucking DC movie now since I've seen this. Like he said, this is beyond vindication. Like, okay, that's matter.
Hold on. Do you have questions about the Green Lantern movie, too?
That movie is outside of the continuum of everything.
Yeah,
we won't talk about that movie. All right, that was when they.
Which, funny enough, Ryan Reynolds actually watched it for the first time and live tweeted. He didn't think it was that bad for all the flack he got from the first time. Bringing up the fact that they had good actors in the movie, this shit just didn't work out. But Zack's not even had plans for Green Lantern going forward. I know they were going the John Stewart route and all that, but. Again, another thing that I would look forward to that we're not going to get.
All right, so I'm going to give a lower score. A lot of it just has to do with Zack Snyder's directing style. It is a little much for me. As someone that loves 300, you kind of see what happened with 300 Rise of an Empire when someone takes his style and tries to emulate it. And even though I guess he had picked that director for that movie, but his style is a bit much. Like if I had to sit through a 4-hour Michael Bay movie, that would be rough. I mean, it'd be explosions everywhere for like 4 hours. But I'm going to give this an 8. This movie is the right direction that Warner Brothers needs. Even if this was 2017, it would be the right direction to keep people interested. Even if things were going to be moving to HBO Max, even if things were going to be the Aquaman movie or the Shazam movie, and ultimately the next Wonder Woman movie, the Ben Affleck Batman movie, would have kept me interested to see those or to see how those things develop or what stories and directions that they're going to be taking. With this all not going anywhere at this point, it's a dead end. So I think that also plays into my score. This is just a one-off, well, at least until they decide to fix the problems. As Mike would say, hire the Beast Gang. We will fix it. First thing, everybody's fired. We're coming in. How much money does Zack Snyder need? Come in for it to sit down. So just start there. Start small and then give him the rest of the money. But Warner Brothers needs to understand that you have the hottest thing on streaming right now. And you need to do something with that. Because if you don't, this is leaving money on the table. This is actually not just leaving money on the table. This is like leaving money on the table and then say, I'm just going to burn it just because I don't want to have anything to do with Zack Snyder. When you have the ability to, if all this is about return on investment, you have gotten the return on investment. You have long-term investments that can spawn off from this. Not just, well, we're going to do a culturally appropriate Superman. And I guess at some point, like, is that going to lead to a Justice League movie? Mm-hmm. Probably not. That's not going to lead up to some team-up movie. You're just doing animated route that they do, which is, all right, well, we come out with like 3 different Batman movies. It's Batman with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Batman versus Robin, and then some other Batman Unlimited something. Like, it doesn't make sense. Just come out with a singular vision, clear focus, and give Zack Snyder the money. That's all I can say. It's kind of unanimous for the Beast Gang that this fixes just about everything wrong with the previous Justice League movie. Wonder Woman 84. It fixes that movie. Like, still don't like that movie. Still not good. But Gal Gadot in Justice League is a completely different character. Mike, you want to just go ahead and say it, that you can solve problems by hiring Beast Gang?
I mean, that offer is going to forever stand. I'm not bullshitting when I say it. If you all want us to fix it, hire us. We'll do it. It won't take long at all. Like Barry said, move number one, fuck everybody. Y'all fired. Just go and pack your shit now. Yeah, I'll tell you now. When I walk in the room, good luck.
So we'll end on that. Hire the Beast Gang. We will solve your problems.
Bring back Zack Snyder. Bring back Ben Affleck. Bring back Henry Cavill. Bring back Ray Fisher.
Hashtag rehire Ray Fisher. That's the Beast Gang podcast.
Super apologize to his ass, too.
You didn't just cut your story out. We made you irrelevant in real life.
You blackballed his ass, basically.